Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're going to try and answer the question, what in the world is going on? And there's a lot going on in the world today like never before. Before we get into this, we're going to get in the book of Revelation and have a look at some things that are prophesied there. But before we do, as a foundational verses for this series, I want to look into Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, where God says, I am God. There's none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. He said, I'm God. There's none like me. We need to get that in our heads. God is in charge. Not only that, he's declaring the end from the beginning. And he's the only one who can. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Whether you and I like it or not, he's going to do what he wants to do. Now, if you're a child of God, Jesus said when the Holy Spirit has come, he would guide you into all truth. And so we need to have an idea of what's going on in the world today. And as we look into the Bible, it says that it's a sure word of prophecy that we would do well to take heed to. A lot of people don't bother taking heed to it. So there's a little phrase back in Ezekiel 39:27 that says, I will bring them back. Bring who back where? He's talking about the little country of Israel. He said, I will bring them back. Ezekiel 39:27, when I bring them back from the peoples and gather them from the lands of their enemy. Verse 28, I made them go into exile among the nations and then gathered them again to their own land. Little more detail in Jeremiah 32:37. Behold, I, by the way, when God says behold, he says stop what you're doing and pay attention. Behold, I will gather them out of all the lands to which I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath, and in great indignation, and I will bring them back to this place. 2,000 years ago, Christ came, presented himself as their Messiah. They said, no, we will not have this man reign over us. Let his sin be upon us and upon our children. And they crucified him. Well, all right, that's the way you want it. I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath, in great indignation. There's God's anger. But we have his mercy. I will bring them back to this place. It's interesting, the little place we call Jerusalem and that little town, that little country that is smaller than actually than southern Ontario. Jerusalem is found 811 times. How many times do we find New York City in the Bible? None. How about Los Angeles or Chicago or San Francisco or Toronto or Vancouver? How many times do we find them in the Bible? None. But we find Jerusalem 811 times. And then this little country called Israel, we find that word 2,568 times in the Bible. How many times do we find the word Canada? None. How many times do we find the word United States of America? None. None at all. The focus is on this little country that God wants us to pay attention to. Now, in the book of Revelation, we start out in Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Now, if you open your Bible to the book of Revelation, it might say there on the top, the revelation of St. John the Divine. You can go ahead and strike that out. That's man-made. That's not inspired. It's not the revelation of John the Divine. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Very, very obvious and very, very important. Now, he's talking about things he said that must shortly come to pass. Shortly come to pass? The dictionary says shortly is in a short time, soon. Well, it's been 2,000 years. How do we explain that? Well, when you study in the Bible, we need to always study it in the context in which it is written. Luke 21:28, Jesus said, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. This word shortly means with speed. It's going to happen once it starts. Again, Luke 21:28, when these things begin to come to pass, then everything's going to happen with speed. In Matthew 24, he likens it unto a woman with birth pangs. Once you get them one after another, after another, after another, you know things are very close. It starts with the beginning of the rebirth of the state of Israel on May the 14th, 1948, after 2,000 years, Israel became a nation again. Then there's the resurrection of Russia, the activity of the Middle East, the awakening of China and the nations of the East, the political conditions of the world, the moral, or I should say immoral, conditions of the nations, the rise of sodomites. Jesus says, when it gets like it was in the days of Lot, I'll be back. The constant threat of nuclear war, the rising tides of violence. He says it was in the days of Noah when violence filled the land. He said, well, guess like that, I'll be back. The apostasy of the professing church, the emergence of the drug culture, the revival of the occult industries, the staggering strides made in science and technology today, the trends toward a one-world political system and a one-world religious system. It's all recorded in the Bible that it would happen quickly once things began to unfold just before Jesus comes back. Shortly, it would happen with speed. Now, we mentioned the rise of Russia as a superpower. It was only back in 1991 that the New York Times headlines were talking about the death of the Soviet Union. Well, not long after, The Economist magazine did an article on the Emperor of Russia, the Tsar of Russia, I should say, who was the Emperor of Russia before 1917. And then Time magazine, they did an article with the same title, referring, of course, to Putin. And so we ask ourselves, what in the world is going on? What is happening? Nothing is going on that hasn't got the attention of God. We must understand, he has not lost control. What's going on? Well, for those of us who know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and for those who don't, for that matter, you better pay attention to this portion of Scripture, because all of these prophecies, which come shortly, and one after the other, after the other, after the other, then he said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And there's a little more detail about that in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, where we read, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so as we look around today at what is in the world is going on, we are advised to comfort one another with these words. We're getting out of here very soon. And so what we need to do is realize time is short. We need to do what we need to do while we can do it. I am God. There is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things which are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a look at it and see what we can learn from the book of Revelation. It's not going to be a verse-by-verse study, but just grab some things that are so important when you look at the news today and what it says in the book of Revelation and other places in the Bible. Well, here's a message and song. Good to conclude this message today with it. I am resolved no longer to linger. Time is short. Don't linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, let them allure your sight. Sing along with this message and song.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. Resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is a living way.
I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.